I desire your prayers this morning. As the meeting starts, I'd like to give us something that has been an encouragement to me, and I hope it will be also to you. I'd like to talk to you this morning about determination. Think about the definition of it: a decision to a question in my mind. It's settled now. A settled purpose, a firm resolution. For us to make heaven our home, we're going to each one need that. And over the past few days, that has been a challenge to me. I was thinking about in Genesis when we read about Jacob. It says he wrestled with a man through the night. And I wonder, just how did that, if that were written out in a story, how would that have been? Did he lay down to go to sleep and all of a sudden somebody pounced on him and the first thought is he's after my billfold and the fight goes on? But you know, somewhere in that process, he realized this is something more than just somebody coming to steal my possessions. And determination kicked in to where the point that he wrestled and his hip came out of joint. You know, at that point, wrestling's over for me. Take what you want and go. Just let me go. But it says he had a firm determination. I won't let you go. I think he realized at that point, this is a spiritual battle that I'm facing here. And I'm going to take it to the end. To the point that, you know, we read the story and we understand it was an angel that he wrestled with. I don't think he saw that at the beginning. But I think he realized that as it was going on. Because it says, I won't let you go unless you bless me. I realize that this wrestling match is something more than just two men. There's a blessing that can be had here if I persevere. And I want to share with you a little experience. Back when I was a boy, living in Louisiana there, my dad raised bulldogs. You know, we always, just the word means an aggressive dog. But this was one that children could be around. It was a good house pet. Was not aggressive. But a neighborhood dog, a big old dog, came over one day and decided to give it a whooping. And I don't think our little dog was half the size of that big one. But there was something happening inside of him, and I think it was called determination. And he didn't just settle for, okay, I'm going to try biting the big dog on the legs and maybe he'll leave me alone. He had one settled purpose. I'm going for the throat. And he worked at it until he jumped up, got the dog by the throat, and he latched on. And he closed his eyes because he wasn't worried about anything else. If I can just hang on here, everything will be all right. And that big dog's trying to shake him off. He's doing everything he can. Can't shake him off. Can't shake him loose. He's hanging on. Well, Dad comes out and he realizes, hey, we're going to have a problem with a neighbor here in a little bit because this dog's losing his air, the big dog. So he said, Dad said, there's only one thing that'll stop him. You're going to have to run and get a water hose. So we got the water hose and we brought it out, and the only thing that would make that little bulldog turn loose was you had to put enough water on his nose till he had to let go to get him a little air. And when he let go, it was over then. But he had a determination. He would have stayed there with it until he died, until he got the other one. And I'm thinking about us today. Folks, we're going to have a lot of things come our way throughout life. And we're going to need some determination that I've started this way and nothing, by God's help, will stop me. I was thinking of a verse. I'd like to start there in Luke 16 and 16. It says, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. To be able to make it, it's going to be a pressing way. And I think about Paul. When he started out, he had no idea what all was going to come his way before it was done. He said, I'm going to go bound to Jerusalem. I don't know what's going to happen there, except there's going to be some trials coming my way. We read in there of the times where he gives account of how many times he was beat, how many times he was shipwrecked, how many times he was among his own people that were against him. And yet he said, none of these things will move me. This morning, as we start the meeting, I'd like to encourage you. Let's each one latch on to determination. I'm going to make it by God's help. I was thinking of another verse in Luke 13 and 24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Because I say unto you, there'll be many that have seek to enter and shall not be able. Because they were not ordained to be able? No, didn't have the determination to be able to make it all the way. Kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. To be able to make heaven my home, I'm going to have to do what the little bulldog did. I'm going to have some determination. I'm going to have to say, I'm going to make it. Think of another verse. He that will endure to the end shall be saved. Now, we have some songs that we sing sometime when there's a lot of trials coming my way. One of them says, I'll keep holding on to Jesus. I want to make it. I'm going to hold on. There's another song that we sing sometime. It says, tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder how it could be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. I wonder if that song came from after reading Psalm 73. Because that psalmist took a look at it and said, my feet had well nigh slipped. Determination is starting to go away now. It's starting to lose its grip that I had at one time. Said, I saw the wicked prospering. There's no bands in their death. What turned him around? What gave him determination? Till I went into the sanctuary. And I'd like to think of that as being monarch this week. Till I go into the sanctuary, and then I understood their end. I understand what the end of this is all about. And I want to be able to make it. Well, think about this with determination. And then I wonder, what picture am I giving to the world of the Christian walk? After they look at it, will they go away and say, you know, I've got enough problems of my own. I don't want to take on anymore. And I know that we each one have problems. We're each one faced with things in our life. But I want to tell you, there's something more for us today. Where that psalmist almost gave it up. But then I went into the sanctuary. There are some things that will help me. An ingredient to add to determination. Because we've got to be each one determined. By God's help, I'm going to make it. But I want to tell you, there's something else that will boost it. And that is desire. I've heard Brother Marty tell us before that he had a prayer before the Lord. And that was, Lord, I want you to lead me by desire. Because I can remember in the past, when Mom, as she was getting older, and wished we would come visit her more often than we did, and we would give her our excuses of how busy we were and just not able to make it. And Mom had a little saying. She said, you do what you want to do. And so I can come up with a lot of reasons why my determination is not strong, but we really end up doing what we want to do. And so that prayer that Brother Marty is talking about is, Lord, I'd like for you to give me some desire. Because when desire kicks in, everything changes. Mom and Dad, and some of you older ones will probably remember, when we used to come to Monarch as children, many people probably thought we were gypsies. We had an old school bus that Dad would fix up, and we would travel across the United States. And Monarch would be the last meeting that we'd go to before we went back to Louisiana for school. And Dad had an old school bus that he would fix up. It worked great on the flat highways in Louisiana. But we decided to go out in the mountains. And that old bus, I can remember a time when we've got a long grade. It doesn't even look like it's real steep, but it's long. And he starts downshifting. You know, he catches another gear and takes it as far as it'll go, and that's no longer good enough. And so, you know, you feel pretty comfortable when you do one. Most all of our vehicles going up a hill will backshift once. But he's got about four gears to start with, and he's already used up two or three of them. And the bus is getting slower and slower, and we still have a long ways to go up that hill. And I can remember Dad, he has always got a backup plan. You know, here's what we do if this happens. So he's now in first gear, and he's got the motor all it'll do. And we're slowing, slower and slower. I could jump out and walk, and it wouldn't hurt me. we're just almost stopped and we've got mountain yet to go. And Dad told me, he said, Dan, get ready. He said, right there by the door, I've got this big wooden block. When we stop, jump out, put it under the tire so we don't go back the other way. That was how we did with the old bus. Well, you know what? There are vehicles today that have enough power and to spare to go over any mountain grade there is. We didn't have it. And recently I've gone to AutoZone, and they said that you can pour something in your gas tank, and it's an octane booster. I really don't think it would have helped Dad's old bus, but it was something that will give you, it will increase your power. I want to tell you something. We're in a time today, there are going to be things come against us. I need an increase in power. And that increase to my determination can happen from desire. We heard this morning about it kicking in. You know, we read about the verse in Hebrews that tells us, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. Probably every one of us have had times on a Wednesday night when we got off from work and we're not feeling well, that determination was what took us to meeting. I need to do it, so I'm going to do it. But we heard this morning about if you poured in the octane booster, Psalms 122 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Not just I've got to do it, but it's now my desire to do it, and everything changes. I'd like to look at a couple verses of a song. In song number 52, it's no longer just, I'm going to hang on. This one says, I love to serve my Jesus. It's a privilege so sublime. My life afresh with beauty bright is sparkling all the time. Mid scenes that are unfading of rapture and of bliss, transported I am soaring in my Savior's righteousness. There is another one, song number 208. This is where it's more than determination now. It's my desire. Says, shall I tell you why I ceased from folly, why I turned away from sin? It's because the love of my Redeemer fully won my heart to Him. No longer am I hung up in Psalm 73 where I just almost, my feet almost slip. Now determination is there and desire is right there with it. There is another song, number 300. It says, I am drinking at the fountain where I ever would abide. For I've tasted life's pure river, and my soul is satisfied. There's no thirsting for life's pleasures, nor adorning rich and gay, for I've found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away. It says, tell me not of heavy crosses, nor of burdens hard to bear. I've found this great salvation, makes each burden light appear. And I love to follow Jesus. This is moved into another category, then this is what you need to do to be able to make it. This is now my desire. I love to follow Jesus, gladly counting all but dross. Worldly honors, all forsaking for the glory of the cross. Is not this the land of Beulah? There's another song that is determination and desire put together. It says, I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delights. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. To heed what He saith, to do what He willeth, He is the living way. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, but still will I enter in. Think about determination. Like playing football, determination is, I'm going to try to hold it. I don't want to lose the game. But you know what? Desire kicks in, and now we're playing offense. I'm going to make some points. I'm not going to just try to make it, but by the help of the Lord, I'm going to gain some points. And I believe for each of us here, as we start out the meeting, it's my desire this week. There's a song that we sing, there is a blessed pavilion, a sacred inner court, a place of God's own dwelling with all the world shut out. Now, I can say that's Monarch, but you know what? I left work yesterday with a lot of things I wanted to just unload and leave it there. But you know what? My mind comes with me. And I can be thinking about those all through the meeting. This is not talking about that sacred inner court. It's not talking about the Monarch Building and we shut the fence, the gates down there, and everything stays out. It is a place that I can come to. And my desire is even this week that I be able to shut out everything around me. Because I want to tell you, we each one need to be fed for what lies ahead for us. Just because we have an adversary, the devil, who as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And I'm not above him being able to do that to me. There's another song where desire has kicked in. This song says, some think this great salvation will stop all their good time. They must not do a thing but sing and pray. We go just where we want to, and we do whatever we please. And that's what we're doing here today. I don't know how many of you maybe explained to coworkers or neighbors where you were going this week. And look at the map. But I called somebody a couple of days before Monarch, and they said it's hot. You know, that's what Monarch is about, is hot. And we don't have air conditioning here. We go wherever we want to. And that's what we're doing here today. I have memories of Monarch as far back as I can remember. I remember now we need an air conditioner and a travel trailer. It feels so good. You know, it wasn't that many years ago when we had old green army tents. I don't know where we got them or what they sprayed on them before we bought them. But they had something that smelled. It was a smell all of its own when 100 degrees hit it. But you know what? That was what we had back then. And there was sawdust here on the floor. I saw pictures just this last week of when there was no tabernacle here. It was a tent. And the changes that have come. But I want to tell you, nothing is different as far as Satan being the adversary that is after us. I've got to have a determination. There was another verse that says, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man seeking goodly pearls, who when he's found one, he goes out and he sells all that he has, and he buys that one. Want to be able to have that in my life. You know what that is? I'm seeing the value of this. It's more than just mom and dad saying, back when I was young, this is what you're going to do. But it wasn't in my heart. Now it is something that from within me, it's my desire to be able to live that way. There's a verse that says, therefore, with joy. Not just we're here because I only have two options. It's either heaven or hell, and I really don't like the other option, so I think I'll go this way. No, there's something so much more than that. With joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. And I think about that this week. As the messages come to us, therefore with joy shall we draw water out of the wells. It's more than just one. There will be opportunities for us to hear about this grace that I need in my life, this answer to my problems. And I want to have my heart open to be able to receive from the Lord the answers to the needs in my own life. I want to be able to make it. And in Romans, in the 8th chapter, because we're talking about determination, and Paul had it. Paul had so many things happen to him that he could have said, okay, this is enough. But it comes down in 8 and 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? It says, nay, in all these we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then he goes back through that whole list and he says, I'm persuaded that not this, nor this, nor this. And he lists them all out. None of those things, height, depth, any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. There are songs, I'm thinking of 127. It gives some things here that could cause us to be hindered. Must I in sinful bondage be, deprived of peace and liberty, when in the promise I can see the blood of Jesus cleanseth? It says, must I suppose I'm right today, tomorrow think I've gone astray? Let demons hold me in dismay. The blood of Jesus cleanseth. The blood of Christ has the power for us in 2015. This is not something that I can think and get the determination that will carry me through, I'm going to need the Lord's help. But I want to tell you, I would like to give you the rest of the story for the little bulldog. When he did have to come up for air and he let go, the big dog didn't stand there wondering what's going to happen next. He was gone. With what air he had left, he took it and headed home with it. And there was something else that happened. I never saw him come back again. There is a verse that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. That determination is something that the devil cannot handle. Think of the verse that says, resist the devil. What's he going to do? He'll flee from you. When he realizes there's determination here. Think about that verse that says, a just man can fall 7 times. Have things happen to him in his life. Have you had it happen to you in yours? I look back over my life and I have to say on some things, what was I thinking when I got into that? But you know what? Paul, he had some of those himself. And he said, forgetting those things that are behind. Because if I don't forget them, they're going to mess with my determination. They're going to start causing me to think, Dan, you've messed up there. You're liable to mess up on this one too. But there is something that we can do more than just holding on. Forgetting those things which are behind. Reaching for those things which are before. I'm going to press. And I'm going to keep on pressing. And if when I go home from here I stumble, it says just man can fall 7 times. And I'm not talking about, I don't think that verse is talking to us about you just can't live free from sin. Just keep picking up from there. But when something happens to my life and Satan comes and says, that's just the way it's been through your life, determination and desire will kick in. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Then it says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. This message, I believe, is for me. I want to have determination that will carry me through, because every one of us can look around us at, in the last 25 years, those who have come and gone, and now it's my turn. I've got to make a decision. I am resolved. I want to make heaven my home. I would like for us to close with another song. Number 223. This one is determination. I mean to go right on. And none of that is I can do it on my own. But you know what? Every one of us has something to do with it. We have a part to play in it. And it's when I am determined by God's help, I'm going to make it with His help. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. That is my determination. I'd like for us to sing that song. Because at the beginning of the meeting, if you look back and through the past year, there's been some ups and downs. Let determination kick in. If you've been climbing the mountain of life and you're down to the last gear and the pedal's on the floor and there's still some mountain left to go, God has something to put in the tank. First of all, it's desire. It's more than just I've got to do it. I tell you, it makes a difference on Wednesday night when I'm tired and it's meeting time. Determination will get me there. Desire helps me to enjoy the trip. Because there's a lot of people that drive a lot of miles to go to meeting. And determination is, okay, I've got to do it. But desire is, and I remember Brother Marty saying he talked to his children, and I remember doing it with Mom and Dad. Do we have to go to meeting tonight? You know, it's going to be real important for our children to see us and what kind of determination and desire we have. Because I remember with Mom and Dad, I longed for the day that they would miss a service where I could stay home and do something else when I was little. But it was every service. I didn't have to ask, were we going? It's just, we're going. I can remember a hurricane coming in. And it's, you know, they can kind of project when it's going to be. I'm young and I'm thinking, you know what, if it starts soon enough, I'll get to stay home tonight from service. Well, I am so glad that things changed, because the day came when I left Mom and Dad's house and it was now time for me to make up my own choices. And desire kicked in with me. Now it's not so much I've got to do it, but I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.